In the helicopters that went down in Afghanistan, 14 Americans were killed. Three of them were Drug Enforcement Administration agents. And that's a reminder to all of us back in the United States that there's more than one battle going on in Afghanistan. On one sense, we're battling the Taliban and Al-Qaeda agents. On the other, we're battling the economy there to try and teach farmers to stop growing opium and to begin growing other crops. To check in quickly on the state of the opium industry in Afghanistan, Gretchen Peters is with us. She's the author of Seeds of Terror. That's a book that traces the links between Afghanistan's drug trade and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda insurgents. Good morning, Gretchen.
Good morning.
Can you give us an update? Are there any good signs in this effort to revamp the economy and get farmers to plant something other than poppy?
Well, I think the new strategy, as I had been arguing in my book, was to take the focus off the farmers and to put it on the drug traffickers. There are thousands and thousands of people growing poppy, and they're actually at the low end of the totem pole in the drugs trade. They're actually the victims of it. They're in many cases forced to grow it, or they have no alternatives. The drug traffickers are really the bad guys. And yesterday's mission, in which DEA agents and U.S. troops were killed, was one such mission to go after the center where drugs were stockpiled and processed into or refined into opium base and heroin.
So are there signs of success in this particular effort?
Well, I think it's too early to say that there's success. There have been some major seizures and some major takedowns this year. In one operation alone, U.S. drug DEA agents working with Afghan troops and American troops seized 90 tons of drugs and took down a major command and control center by the Taliban. So, yes, there have been some successes. I think it's too early. This really is just getting off the ground. The DEA, for example, is undergoing what it calls its largest plus-up in the agency's history. Increasing the number of agents they have there to, I think, about 80. And yesterday's events were very unfortunate, but I think, unfortunately, there will be more like them. The compounds where drugs are stored and where drugs are refined are very heavily guarded. They're very elaborate. These are not operations that are run by fanatics who live in caves. They're extremely well funded and well guarded.
Kind of reminds us of the gun battles in Colombia with some of the drug lords there. Gretchen Peters, thank you. She's the author of Seeds of Terror, a book that traces the links between Afghanistan's drug trade and insurgents in Afghanistan. She joined us from D.C.